people who desire to receive it. Once we know that we hear the word of God, help us and increase our faith just closer to all of Him. You can see everyone turning out today. It's old fashioned day, hillbilly day, hobo day, or whatever you want to call it. We're just coming together and just being comfortable. And
amen.
Amen. Just want to relax as far as just being at home.
Go ahead.
And just let the Lord have His way. And the Lord's good to us. He's blessed us somebody. We can never praise Him enough for all that He's done. Amen. We're serving a never-failing God today, sir.
Praise God.
Amen. He's going to see us through. We're living in trying hours. We're living in the last days. Christ is soon to appear. We need to be ready, don't we? Watch and pray. Patient for the day of the coming Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So what we'd like to do is go ahead and turn the service down to Brother Salem. We appreciate him coming. He'll be back tonight, Lord willing, at 6 o'clock. Be with us.
That's right.
And so we're looking for a good day in the Lord all day today. We'd like for you to hang around for a while. And after service, just have a good time, fellowship, food. We're just looking forward to it. So, Brother Sanders, come on in.
Thank you so much, Brother Gav. If you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord today. And my prayer is that God will bless you fourfold. This is the way it was many, many, many years ago. I'm glad that you have invited us to be a part of this service today. It represents the old timers' day. Way back then, when people was people, church was church. Everybody went to church just to have church. Didn't go for no other reason but just to have church. And what a joy it is to be a part of that today. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with me to 2 Samuel chapter 9. Let's look at verse 8. Second Samuel chapter 9, and let's look at verse 8. We see in this writing here this morning, in the word of the Lord, you'll find these words recorded in the King James Version. And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the word of the Lord. We thank you, Spirit of God, for what you've done and what you're going to do with this service. Now, Lord, send us in that heavenly atmosphere. May that sweet power of the Holy Ghost rest upon each and every individual. Whatever that need may be, Lord, from the elders to the youngest, may God that need be fulfilled. And the church said amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I should have a thought to leave with you this morning. It would simply be just as you are. Just as you are. Always say it. Don't try to be nothing that you're not. Just be who you are. And be proud of who you are.
That's right.
Be proud of that you are what you are. Too many people today try to be somebody else.
Right.
Too many people today try to act like somebody else, or talk like somebody else, or preach or sing like somebody else. But I declare unto you this morning, just as you are, just be who you are, wherever you are, whoever you're with, just be yourself. We find in this writing this morning that David, as he was in his kingship over Israel and as he began to reign, one thing David never forgot, he never forgot his past. Even though there was a lot of it he wished he could forget, but some of it that he never forgot that he held on to. And I can see him as he sat there in the palace and he began to reminisce and he began to think back. And he began to look back from his younger years up to where he was at, how that he would take the sheep there from Daddy and Jesse, and how that he would go down and he would be with them in the meadows. And his responsibility was to make sure that they were fed and they were watered. And as he began to think about that time, and he began to think about the time that Jesse had sent him down there to Israel to check on them and to see how they were doing in battle, and how did he carry the ephraim of corn and of bread down there to make sure that his brothers was taken care of. And he began to think back how that Saul called him. He was so impressed with him, and he said, "Son, I'm not going to let you go back home. I'm going to keep you here with me in the palace." Say, and he began to think all how that God had moved Saul off of the kingship and moved him off the kingship, how that Saul was killed in battle, how that Jonathan was killed in battle, and all of this was upon his mind as he began to reminisce. You see, sometimes it does us good to remember where we was at, where we come from. like that. I needed help, and I didn't have nobody to help me but Jonathan. And I put my whole trust in Jonathan. And Jonathan went before his daddy, and his daddy became angry with him because I wasn't sitting at the table. But yet Jonathan took care of me. Ain't that just like Carl? He'll take care of you and me. Oh, with the covenant of his name between us, God will take care of us.
Yes, amen. He will. Praise God.
Bless him,
Lord.
He said, let me tell you something. He said, what you don't understand. He said, Mephibosheth is not like everybody else. He's not. He said, no. He said, you see, Mephibosheth is lame. Or he's crippled.
Right.
And I hear the conversation as it began to transpire. I can hear David say, what happened? He said, well, Israel was in battle. And you'll find this for you Bible scholars who want to go over in the 31st chapter of 1 Samuel. Israel was in battle. And because of their wickedness, the Philistines overtook them. And when the Philistines overtook them, Mephibosheth was 5 years old. And the babysitter or the nurse was taking care of him. The Philistines had came down into the town. And when they come down into that town, they started overtaking the city. They started taking all the people captivity. And the nurse grabbed up Mephibosheth and run out the door. And as she run out the door, she dropped the little fella. And when she dropped him, there was bones broken. But in fear of her life, and in fear of him, she took off. And as she run, and as she left, great Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. She run for her life. Amen. And those bones was never set back right.
Bless him, Lord.
just as you are. Oh, glory to God, I'm all shocked.
Look at him. Praise God.
I can see him.
Thank you, God.
When he looked at Jamie and he said, go get Mephibosheth. You want me to go get Mephibosheth? Your chair will be ready. Your horse or mule will be fresh. I want you to go get
him.
Hallelujah. Man, this is getting gooder and gooder. The Bible said that for your first in King David sent and fetched him. The Bible will bear it out, but can't you just see it? Oh, Mephibosheth, Joseph's grandson, had helped him out upon the front porch of that beautiful spring morning, no doubt, and he sat there. Now, the Bible don't know him this step for me. Let me just preach it the way I feel it. Carried him out upon the front porch on that beautiful sunny spring morning, and there he said, all of a sudden he heard something clippity-clock. What?
try.
Let's see more.
I can get myself in more trouble by myself most of the time than I can with somebody. What do you mean? I said, what would a house do for me? He got real quiet. I said, all it's going to do is keep you out of the way. That's all it's going to do. If you're fortunate enough, you got air conditioning, and that'll keep you cool. He'll keep you warm. But all the house is going to do is keep you out of the way. I don't care if it's 12 foot wide, 12 foot long, or where it's 100 foot long, and 100 foot wide. Hear me. A house ain't going to do but so much. And my friend, who no matter where you live, you're just as good as anybody. Matter of fact, I still like to go back every now and then to them old, this is old timers day, so let me just gear down a minute here. I still like to go back to them old stores, you know. When you walked up and that old wooden post is just a slit where people's grab it and pull themselves up. And them old planks about an inch, 2 inches between the cracks, and you take one step and they go, yuck! You pull that old screen door, yuck! You turn it loose, wham! Y'all remember them days? No screen about tore completely off. You walk in there and you got an old straight chair, old cane bottom in the bottom of it, great Lord have mercy. Them was the good old days. I remember when Pepsi Colas went up to a dime. When they went to a dime, I said, I'll never buy another. Come on, church.
Bless the Lord.
I'm talking about the good days.
Bless the Lord.
They said, Brother Duggan, wasn't that good about them? Oh, yes, they was. Everybody was somebody.
Right.
Didn't matter who you was, everybody cared about everybody.
That's true. Amen.
There was a time when a man's garden, when he got down and he couldn't work, the neighbors would gather and weed out the garden.
Right.
Gather up the crops and take them in.
Right.
Amen. And if it needed help, sit down and break the green beans. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Help him out!
Right.
Now we know how Mephibosheth felt. Here I am down here in the wilderness. Don't never see nobody. And here this stranger has drove up. He tells me that the king has called for me. And that is our God.
Yeah, right.
When we was nothing, when we wasn't worth nothing, when we wasn't fit for nothing, nobody wanted nothing. He wants you. Luke. And see Joseph's grandson look at him and say, go on, boy, go on. I don't know. I've never been in that. Go on. You see, the king of Israel, David, he wants you. And see old Joseph's grandson say, that is Jesse's boy. Right, that's him. Now, which one of them boys was he? I believe it was eight of them. Which one? He said he's the baby.
Right.
And you mean to tell me that little Rudy feller has done become king of Israel? He said he was down there. God kept promoting him and promoting him and promoting him till they got him to the top. Hear me this morning, church. You don't know what God's got in store for you. Just do what God inquires of you to do. You'd be surprised what God's got in store for you.
True.
When you're obedient unto the Lord.
Right.
Yeah, I stand in the midst of thee. I see thee as thou art. Yeah, I say unto thee, if you lean upon me, if you will trust in me, I'll show you things you've never seen. I'll take you places you've never been. Yeah, I say unto thee, lean upon me, and I will bless you. I will give you abundantly and above measure, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise God this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Ike boto ramano nina mama. Iso ramo nito. Lishe ito ramo nino. Nishe no ramanino. Nishe rato nishoko ramanito ramanishe iko ramanoto ramanarana.
Saints, lift your hands in honor of the Holy Ghost all over this house. Oh, God, you want to do something in this house. God, you want to do something in this house. Just as David has said from Mephibosheth, God's reaching for you this morning. I don't know what your need is. I don't know what you have in need today. I say unto you, lean upon him. Lean upon him. Lean upon him. He's got it all worked out for you today. When Mephibosheth got to King David, he went in. David looked at him. He said, Mephibosheth, I'll take you just like you are. So I've wondered and I've looked for a long time. Was there any left? I'm so glad I found you. I'm so glad I found you.
Right.
I hear him say, just be comfortable. Don't be taken away with all the grandeur that's around you. Don't be carried away with the servants that's in and out. Don't be taken away with all of the flattery. I sent for you, ain't that just like God? He sent for us.
Yes, he did.
He's calling for us. I know you got a problem. I can see your problem, son. I can see exactly what's going on. But I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. Ain't that just like God? I'm here to help you. I see your struggles. I see your circumstance. I know your situation. bleeding bone in King David's body. He said, everything that belonged to your grandpa, I'm going to give it to you. He could have kept it for himself, but he said, I'm going to give it to you. Now we understand what the Bible meant when he said that God loved a cheerful giver. David, a man after God's own heart, he said, I'm going to give it to you. And I can see Mephibosheth with tears begin to run out of the corner of his eyes and begin to drip that off of his chin. His lips are quivering, and he said, sir, I can't work it. I can't do nothing about it. It'll grow up. It'll grow up. How many times have you ever felt hopeless? How many times have you ever felt like you was unworthy, you was worthless and not fit to live nor fit to kill? I was down in Lombard. Joseph's grandson fed me, bathed me. Here I am in something I've never seen. I feel out of place, and here you telling me you're giving me all this, and I can't do nothing with it. But oh, he turned and he said, Jamie, he said, you and your servants, you plow the fields,
right.
You plant the crops,
right.
You gather the crops, you sell the crops.
Right.
And part of it you give to Mephibosheth.
Right.
You make sure this boy's taken care of.
Right.
And he said, Mephibosheth, he said, let me tell you something. He said, you are going to eat at the king's table.
Amen.
Continually.
Yeah.
dry clothes and river be all over this house.
Hallelujah.
My friend, just as you are. Just as you are. Just as you are. Brother Doug, you don't understand my situation. You don't understand my problem. Brother Doug don't have to understand. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Just as the king called for Mephibosheth, the king calls for you today. Whatever that need is, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Oh, and trying to work it out yourself. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. In a wicked hour, in a terrible day that you and I live, my friend, I say unto you, there's still hope in Jesus. In Jesus, there's hope. Without Jesus, there's no hope. Special prayer this morning. Anybody. Anybody. Anybody.